Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, here, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production and our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
Now, I want a dramatic pause before
I was going to say, should I have pause before that?
Yeah. I like that. We hope you're all having a great start to your morning out there. Thanks so much for kicking things off with us. May have noticed we didn't have Brittany today. I do believe she'll be back, though, this week. We're looking forward to that.
Very
I will say a shout out to her and a shout out to all of you. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. We're going to give you a good start to the week. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Be diving into celebrity birthdays and some local ones. We got a that ain't right story that we got to get to because I'll just spoil it if we don't. That's coming up in a little bit about a woman and a one of those
claw machines.
Claw machines. Thank you, Seth.
There you go. Yeah.
That coming up in a little bit. If you need something from IKEA, go to Best Buy.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
That's good.
Oh, okay.
And one of the more difficult, more philosophical questions that I think we're going to ask of our audience, and I know it's early, so I'm going to try to wait until later in the show to do it, but do you wear deodorant when you're home alone? This is something...
Yes.
I believe Socrates struggled with this. There's a lot of great philosophers over history.
Philosophical debate.
Yes.
How bad do you really smell?
We already have Melissa's answer, so half the segment spoiled. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
She was very emphatic about it, though. Yes.
It was fantastic. I would have written that line for you if you hadn't said it, Melissa. That was great. All that coming up for you. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock the way we like to on Mondays with the kitchens open.
Yes.
Broadly brought to you by The Mead.
Yes.
Sponsored.
Hey, we have a sponsor.
Yes. Yeah. Mead Hotel, yeah.
Best got a sponsor. Like, I got 20 shows that don't have sponsors. Like, she's good. I gotta get to work. Gotta get out there.
Get your act together here.
Somebody warned all the businesses in town. I'm gonna be showing up. How you doing?
Who are you again?
I got this show. I'm gonna bring the show with me. How you doing? Yeah, I got this guy morning show here. All that coming up for you. We'll also get into some entertainment news afterwards. We'll have some fun there. And before we wrap up the 10 o'clock hour, the 2025 finalists for strangest pet insurance claim of the year.
Oh, we do these every year, don't we?
Yeah. Get into that a little bit later. as somebody whose kids are, you know, in their 20s and a little bit older and everything, I've noticed this in recent years, even with doing a morning show. I don't know the exact date that school goes back to into session. I feel like I do, and I have a pretty good idea. So I'm going to test myself here live on the air with you. So.
Okay. All right.
Now, first, I will ask, do you know?
I do.
Okay, I figured you did.
I do know, yes.
Well, of course you do.
I figured
you
got to
start planning now, yeah.
I also didn't want to put him on the spot and be like,
But James, in your defense, it also is different from school district to school district.
Very true.
That is very fair.
And just looking at locally here, I believe it's the first week of September, September 2nd or something like that, Seth, for a lot
it's
of
the
our
day after
schools.
Labor Day for this year. I know that, let's see, in Wisconsin, in general, the rule for public schools is after the 1st of September. You can't start before that. Now, private schools can start whenever they want. Of course, they can do that. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, I believe it still has to wait till after Labor Day in order to start school. Huh. So it might start a little bit later in that sense.
Huh.
And then there are schools that are doing year-round.
Yeah.
They'll have, you know, a certain number of weeks on and then a certain number of weeks off. And they just go to school year-round. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of schools in Toma that do that in the public school system.
Oh, that's interesting. There must be like a charter kind of thing going on with that one.
Yeah, so, it's a couple of the elementary schools.
Oh, that's interesting.
I would do that, the year-round school thing, if it meant I graduated sooner. I'm joking. I wouldn't have any choice.
For many years ago, we had an exchange student from Australia, and they do the 2 months on, 1 month off method.
Hmm.
So they do it year round, but you always get a month off after every, you know, semester or whatever they called it down there. But
do we know why we set up the school year the way we originally did?
I think it has to do with farming.
I would say so.
I think that's what makes the most sense.
Yeah. That makes the most sense.
Because that's the growing season, right? When you need more people, especially your kids, right? Back in the day.
Right.
The big family farms, yeah.
Huh. Do I have this wrong? Did we always start school in August? I feel like we are always back to school in August. Like, even by now, we'd be in school, or maybe by the end of August, or middle of August, but I don't know.
No, I think you're not wrong, James. Because I do remember some years going back at, like, toward the end of the last week of August or something, or public schools having to do that. And I always was like, we don't go back till September 15th, or, you know, something like that.
I tie it together with when the fall schedule for TV shows started. I remember.
Wow.
I remember school year starting.
Well, we know what's important to James.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
That was the date he looked for.
That's what I was thinking. But we are a couple of weeks out one way or the other, wherever your kids, little ones are starting school and everything. But who's more excited for going back to school season? Your oldest kid, your youngest, or you? In a new poll, more than 1,000 adults were asked how they usually felt about going back to school when they were kids. 35% said that they were generally happy about it, and including 14% were very happy. 38% said that they were generally sad about it, including 16% who were very sad. And another 25% said that they were neither happy nor sad. Where did you guys fall on this one? And not year to year, of course, but overall for you guys.
Well, for my first grade year, I...
kidding. Wow, you go through the whole thing. That'd be impressive, actually. You'd remember that. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I was typically ready to go back to school by the time school came around, because summers meant a lot of work. Because we did the full garden. We did all the canning. We did all the picking, the weeding. so much weeding.
So
I was ready to go back to
school. School was a break, yeah.
in ways. Yep. And the thing the subject I looked forward to the most for some odd reason throughout the summer was math.
Huh. Interesting.
And I didn't feel like I was good at it in school. But it was the one subject I missed during the summer.
Huh. How interesting that is. Wow.
Fun fact. I took the SATs before I had actually had algebra because of way schooling happened for me. And I actually scored really well on the math section.
Really?
Nice.
I'm just a good guesser. Because I never had algebra before I took it.
Wow. Or either that, or you have an intuitive knowledge of algebra, I guess. I don't know.
No, I don't. As my algebra scores would tell you, when I actually took it, I did much better in geometry.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
But theorems. Theorems drove me nuts.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
What kind of kid were you, Seth?
I don't remember ever liking going back to school or wanting to go back to school. When you have a birthday on the 19th of August, which is you look forward to, you know, when you're a kid, that's one of the big things of the year, right? But I knew every time, as soon as my birthday was done, school was just around the corner.
Yeah.
So I was like, kind of thing. I don't ever remember being excited about it, going back to school. Not because, you know, I did fine in school, you know, kind of thing. But I think it's because partially I was bored in school. There's not much, you know, because I pick up things quickly and, you know. And then,
big brain.
Yeah. So other kids, you know, you have to learn differently. Everyone learns differently, kind of thing. So I was usually sitting there, you know, waiting for the test. Can I just do the test? Please? Can I just do the test?
That's fine.
Give me the test. No.
Melissa, we're just nodding our head, right? We're like, yeah, we knew that. Yeah, we could have guessed that. That's interesting.
A surprise to
now,
no one.
My kids, this is interesting. So my oldest is going into high school. He's going to be a freshman at Lincoln this year. And he couldn't be more excited about it.
Oh, good.
Partially because he knows he's really excited about the classes he gets to take. You know, finally he gets, you know, again,
you get smart, to pick.
Smart kid, you know, and he knows what, you know, he can get, if I do this, I can get this done and I can do this and all these kinds of things. Because he's now big into theater now, so he knows he gets to do more of that, hopefully. But I think the biggest thing is his best friend is moving to Lincoln. His friend was at Assumption, but for high school, he's going to Lincoln. So now he gets to be with his best friend. I think that's the biggest thing for him. Yeah. He's really excited about that one.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's really good to
hear. And my youngest is going to middle school, and I don't even know if he cares.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's not a big school guy to begin with. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Basically. Yeah.
Another thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember. I don't remember. I can remember like my senior year how I felt, but outside of that, I don't remember that well. I'll say that knowing me, I probably was a mixed bag. I love learning.
If you had to guess,
yeah. If I had to guess, I probably leaned closer to looking forward to it, but not wanting to let it show. I was very bad. I still to this day kind of am about liking things and letting it like it's not so much that I want other people or not to know or to know. It's like letting myself enjoy something, letting myself look forward to something. I've always struggled with that. The getting the rug pulled out from under you a lot, you know, when you're young, it kind of it gives you this trigger effect kind of thing.
A little it's paranoia.
Hard to look forward to things when you're worried it won't happen.
So when you have 10 different schools before you're 10 and all of these things. Every school year, you're kind of like, okay, am I just going to the same school? Am I going to even know the people? Am I going to know where to go to class? Where am I going to go to have lunch?
And a lot of anxiety,
Who am I going to sit with next at lunch and all those things? So that's stuff that I was thinking about. But I will say, I think that overall, I probably enjoyed when school got going because the one thing that I was missing throughout my whole childhood was routine.
Structure,
Never had any of that. You had some with that. Whether I realize it or not, whether you're subconscious or not, I think I looked forward to that like most kids do.
Yeah, kids like routine. Humans like routine.
Humans,
in general, yes.
Then parents with school-age kids were asked how they feel about their children going back to school. 51% said that they are happy about it, including 22% who are very happy, and 22% who are sad about it, including 7% who said that they are very sad their kids are. And then 23% who didn't feel either way.
Either way, doesn't matter,
The parents who are sad about it might be stressed about school-related concerns. In a poll, the most the most common concerns parents have are bullying, students not meeting learning objectives, violence, students' depression and anxiety, teacher shortages, funding shortages, and the banning of books.
Wow.
Yeah, just
that's
a couple,
on the list.
Just a couple little things that parents got to deal with nowadays.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right.
And how many of those are self made by us as a society?
About all of them.
Yeah. For what it's worth, when people were asked how they'd prefer we handle the shortages of teachers and funding, 74% said that they'd like to pay teachers more. 29% said that they'd like to see the school day reduced from 5 days to 4.
Ooh.
That's how many days a week I went to school as a kid.
Boy, you know, my old high school just last year went to a 4-day work, you know, the first school, I believe, in Minnesota to do that. First public school. And I should go back and see how that went with them and see if they have some results, because I was very interested to see how that would work for them. I know the teachers were very excited about it. Just because, I mean, for understandable reasons, if nothing else, they get an extra day that they can catch up.
Yeah,
right.
Where they don't have kids to worry about, and they can just catch up with all the stuff they have to do anyway.
Well, and look at how often they have. I mean, some schools have gone to like a delayed start on Mondays, so that teachers have time for collaboration. Mm-hmm. They have such large numbers in classrooms now, and to have individual. Because kids learn individually, and to have that ability to tailor things for even small groups within your bigger group, that takes time.
It sure does.
And effort and thought and emotion and so many things.
Yep.
Teachers are amazing.
They are.
But the reason that we had off on Fridays is so that we could clean the house.
Okay. There you go.
That was always the Friday.
Chores. Chore day.
We had off school for chores.
We actually have a lot of parallels, Melissa.
Surprisingly enough. Yeah.
Yes. what you were saying about working during the summers and some of those other things. I feel
yours
you
just
those.
Without the high control religion. So
right.
There's gives and takes there with both of our stories, I think.
That's kind of funny. Almost the opposite.
It's fascinating how they work out that way.
When you bring up a 4-day work week or a 4-day school week, any of these things, I think that especially when it comes to the 4-day school week or anything involving kids in knowledge or kids in school, I should say, there is this pushback that immediately comes up of comparing ourselves to other countries and how much more advanced their children are or their test scores compared to ours or anything like this. We really, really, truly need to stop doing this as a society, just as much as we compare one household to the next. It doesn't make any sense. Every kid learns differently. Every person learns differently. Every household is different with a different set of circumstances. Same thing from country to country. If we are worried about kids in school and education, then why are we cutting funding left and right? How does that add up?
Great question. Yeah,
I was never the valedictorian. I was never the smartest person in my class. But I even don't even. Even I know that doesn't add up.
Right.
I didn't have to graduate high school to know that.
The number you just read: 74% of people want to pay teachers more. 74%. That's a large number.
Yeah, it seems like the people that are holding that back are the people that want more in their paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I don't know. Tell me how many congressmen, how many senators, how many presidents are earning their paycheck?
Well, that's a great question.
Because I know they like to look at us and tell us if we're earning ours. Mm-hmm. I know they like to tell us and look at our bank accounts.
Are you working hard enough?
They like to tell us what to do with our money. They're just as much an American citizen as the rest of us. They're no higher on the totem pole than us.
Yep.
Like, I don't look at any single politician in history as anything other than an American citizen. Do I respect your job title? Sure. But you don't have more rights or more say than I do.
That's right.
And you sure darn sure shouldn't be making more than I am.
That's right.
I work a lot harder than any politician out there. I'll put my work day against anybody's out there. It don't make any sense to me. And I guarantee that any teacher out there is working twice as hard as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, darn sure pay him more. Mm-hmm. And let's see what happens here. I'm sorry, Melissa. Let's see what happens here if we did do this. What would happen if we paid teachers more? What would happen if we put more into the education system? Do we think that like society would fall over? What's the downside to that?
Seriously.
What is the negative to that? Okay. Don't miss me with the national debt and all of these things. Not a single soul out there has ever woke up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, the national debt went up. Not a politician to any soul out there. Nothing, none of that. That is a making of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them twist that on you.
And right.
Maybe let's put some money in education and see what happens. I'll eat my shoe if it doesn't work out.
And like you said, James, it's not necessarily needed to compare us to other countries, but there are some things that we can look at that we know statistically would improve children's education if education was funded, if kids weren't hungry, if we started early, literacy earlier, if they were able to access 4K, pre-kindergarten, starting early, and then also taking care of our child care system so that parents have after school care, before school care, so they can work, so that they can have money to put food on the table for their children.
Yep, there you go. That was the point I was going to make. You got it right on there.
Mm. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's a celebration. Welcome back.
Thanks, Don Cornelius. Yeah.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. They'll be rested and back at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Woo. Looking forward to that. I hope they enjoyed their break. They had, got everything
well deserved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go to elcafewi.com and check out their menu. Maybe make some plans and then make plans to change those once you get there and see their specials.
That's happened to me more than once, actually. I have to admit that.
I've been there three times.
I don't pre-plan.
That's smart. Yeah.
No, I can't help myself. My brain just does it. And I think each time I've gotten something different there. Yeah.
Yep.
When you walk in, just like the smells is like, oh my God, what smells so good? I want that.
Be sure to follow them on social media as well and keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing over there. Buy local support those that support this community like our friends at El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages and you can call on up.
That's right. That number is 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, which, you should have. It's free.
We look forward to hanging out and talking with you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Got our qualifier. So first up, we get to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Mark Lundin.
Oh, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark. He's up in Hayward, I believe.
Yeah. That is where Hawaiian Mark is. Shirt guy.
Yes. Famous for his shirts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Great hair. Happy birthday, Mark. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to John Anderson.
Happy birthday, John.
John Anderson. How many people are John Andersons
it's tough.
In the world?
It's got to be tough.
But hey, happy birthday to all the John Andersons out there, specifically that one.
Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to Shirley Bates, our qualifier.
Hey, happy birthday, Shirley.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you, Shirley. I like the name Shirley.
That's a good name. Good name.
And we take a look at who you're sharing your birthdays with. Thor is 42. Chris Hemsworth is 42.
All right.
Not just Thor in the Marvel movies, of course, but has done a great job of getting a lot of other work. I encourage people, if you like action and you are a fan of Mr. Hemsworth, the Extraction movies on Netflix are incredible. They're amazing. Nice. He just... He's such a good leading man. He can carry a movie.
He's a movie star.
Carry a scene. He really is. And with his health issues, he has in the last couple of years talked about that he's going to be forced to retire sooner than later. He's not going to be able to do this much longer. So I know that for me, I'm gonna appreciate whenever I get to see him and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know where I put him in the echelon of actors or any of that. I just enjoy his work and him as a person. And like a lot of the characters we've talked about in the Marvel Universe, I never thought 2 seconds about Thor. I never thought that much about the character. I love him doing that character and what he has done with that role. Yep. And it stems a lot from the work he himself has done.
That is correct. A lot of his personality in there.
Yeah. Viola Davis is 60. Speaking of superhero movies, Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movies. She was, of course, in How to Get Away with Murder. And
yes, consummate actress. Yeah,
I mean, like if aliens land on this planet and they're wondering what acting is, show them Viola Davis. You know,
yeah, she's that good.
We're stepping out today, everybody. Joe Jackson is 71.
Oh my gosh,
where are my 80s kids?
Oh
where are
my 80s gosh. Kids? Is she really going out with him?
Is she really? Joe Jackson.
Love him. Good stuff.
Let's see here. John Connolly is 79, country singer. Lady Laid Down, Backside of 30, Common Man, In My Eyes. Got quite a few hits.
Very cool.
And then some people no longer with us, like Hulk Hogan would have been 72 today.
Oh,
of course, just recently passing away. Alex Haley, born on this day in 1921, passed away in 1992. Most famously, the author of Roots.
Yes.
My grandfather gave me a couple of books to read when I was a kid. There was War of the Worlds and the Edgar Allan Poe collection and Uncle Tom's Cabin and Roots. He gave me this collection in part because of not only the stories that they told in understanding American history a little bit more and all this, but understanding good authors and good writing and that.
And it should be it should also be noted he was the one that helped Malcolm X write the autobiography of Malcolm X.
Yeah.
It was as told to basically Alex Haley. Yeah,
it's one of my favorite books of all time. That book. Oh, that book changed me. And Eric Carmen, born in this day in 1949, passed away in 2024, just the other year. Speaking of the 80s. Hungry Eyes.
I wanna be.
Oh, that's for the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. I heard that song so much when I was a kid.
I can't. Eric Carmen, very accomplished artist.
Yes, he is.
I can't handle his music. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be
poor a Eric Carmen. He's successful. Nothing poor about him.
Yeah, he had a good career, a good life. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And everybody, again, out there celebrating your birthdays, your anniversaries, we wish you fantastic ones and joy. We wish you a great day, certainly a better day than this lady in California had at a Chuck E. Cheese. We're going to talk about what happened to her when we come back into That Ain't Right story. We got that coming up. It's after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Drums, please.
Do all we can.
I love the
summer's
drums, please.
Summer's fading, man.
I know.
We got to enjoy it while we can. Hope y'all are having a good one.
Stop saying those bad words, James.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And we're here to bring you a That Ain't Right story a little earlier in the show than usual. But this
bring it on. It's Monday.
Kind of can't help myself
Let's
on this
it.
One.
Let's
have
do
to.
It.
So remember the Chuck E. Cheese slogan, where a kid can be a kid.
Right.
Well, that works if there aren't adults messing things up for the kids.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know.
Oh, no.
An unidentified woman in California, and I just love this. In this day and age where it feels like everybody, like each one of these stories always has the name attached to it.
Right.
An unidentified woman. That's even better to me. I don't know. So this lady in California was at a Chuck E. Cheese last Thursday afternoon when she decided to go inside a kid's game called Snow Day. She got her arm stuck somehow, and firefighters had to come free her.
Oh, brother.
In the game, what? Kids go into a large phone booth-shaped chamber, and balls drop from the top. You're supposed to grab the balls and put them into a hole with a certain amount of time.
Ah, okay. The old ticket booth thingy. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Man, I would have killed it at this game. Where was this when we were kids?
No.
Right? We just had a ball pit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. I want to do that. I'm stuck. All right, I want to do The woman got her whole arm stuck inside the hole, and she was so trapped that she couldn't move.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately for her, there were plenty of people around with cell phones, so, you know, they were taking video, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
And somebody posted a video online, and it went viral. It took firefighters 22 minutes to rescue her. She was fine. She even remained at the Chuck E. Cheese with her family.
Wow, she didn't even okay.
Okay, real quick, pause. This happens to you. Are you leaving or do you stay the rest of the event or whatever it is that brought you there? Because I'll be completely honest, and I don't have a lot of like, I have shame, but I don't really worry about what other people think of me that much.
Sure.
I am leaving this Chuck E. Cheese, and I am determining whether or not I need to move. Do I need to leave town?
I'm telling you, this is a boss move by her.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's like really cool. I'm totally with her on that one, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But my question is, why did she need to stick her whole arm down the tube if all you're supposed to do is put the balls in there?
Yeah.
That's for balls, lady, not arms.
Not your arm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now Chuck E. Cheese is going to have to print new stickers that say, "Do not stick arm in hole."
You're so right about this. Yeah.
To
that point, Melissa, it's unclear why she went into the game or why she stuck her arm into the hole. That's the very next thing in the article.
Very unclear.
Nobody asked her?
she didn't know what she was doing as she fell into it, or maybe she was trying to retrieve something she had fallen in or something like that.
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
In any event, the game was shut down until technicians could look into it.
Right,
so a bunch of kids were upset, definitely.
Something reached out and grabbed me. I don't know what it was.
That's what my defense would be.
Right.
Next
horror movie right there.
Yeah, I got to come up with something here.
Get a set in a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, my gosh.
I got to come up with something other than I was curious. I was interested in seeing what
I don't know. I wanted to see what happens. Yeah.
But seriously, guys, that would actually make a better horror film than like turning... what did they turn into a horror film?
Oh, they've done
Winnie
so
the
many.
Pooh,
yeah,
or,
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. No, set it in a Chuck E. Cheese. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of the premise of Five Nights at Freddy's.
I was just going to say.
But this is a little bit different, though. It's a little different.
A little different.
There's not an arcade in that, is there?
I don't remember.
A Chuck E. Cheese spokesperson said the game does not pose a risk and that the young, quote, young adult was playing one of the games instead intended for children and decided to stick their arm in a hole not intended for hands or arms.
There you go. So you're a little too old, and you're too big, and you're doing something you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And yet you stayed there afterwards.
Yeah, I mean... I give her credit for that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking it out.
Yeah.
Good job.
This would definitely, I could definitely see this happening to me. I could definitely, it wouldn't happen to me because I was curious. I could definitely see dropping something, one of my, something in my, that was in my hand and dropping it down there and just reaching down, not even thinking about it to get it out of there.
That's true. Fair.
And I could definitely see this happening to me because if I'm around something like that, you can go ahead and have, must be this age to do it or whatever. No. I'm at the point in my life at the National Night Out where I'm walking past a bouncy house and I'm thinking about, well, if I get my shoes off really quick and I jump in and out of there, maybe nobody will notice.
No one will notice. Yeah.
I'm at that ain't right story myself right now. I don't
know.
You'd
be like the monkey in the jar and reach in and grab the thing and then you can't get your hand out because you're not going to let go of the thing.
Right. Oh, yes. and then you're there for eternity.
I have been joking about this for a while, but in all honesty, like as adults, we see stuff that kids are doing all the time that we didn't get to do.
Right.
That does bring out the kid in you. Mm-hmm. And like I can't be the
like
only
those
one.
Little electric cars.
Yes.
One of those.
Oh, slot cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the ones you drive. Is that what they're called?
Oh, the I'm sorry. In. The ones with the battery that.
Yeah,
I don't know what those are called, actually.
They're cool.
They're little cars.
Yeah, they're very cool. I'm with you on this.
And I wanted one.
They have
little Jeep
like
driving around.
I mean, they just here's a ball pit, kids.
Yeah, right.
Jump in and out of the balls. That's it. Like, that's all you get to do. And by the way, watch out for things that are on the bottom of the ball pit.
Yeah, right. Don't go all the way down to the bottom.
Nobody knows what's at the bottom of those ball pits.
I think it's a gateway to another dimension, personally. That's what I think.
It's the modern Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's the whole...
But you got to get through all the nasty stuff first to get there.
That's good luck.
Come on.
Here's an interesting one. IKEA is opening a bunch of mini IKEA stores inside Best Buy locations. The first 10 will pop up at Best Buys in Florida and Texas this fall. Quick side note, when's the last time anybody saw either of these stores?
I was actually in Best Buy not that long.
Were you?
So, okay. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I think there's still a Best Buy in the Cross. Okay. That's the only one I ever used to go to regularly.
There's one up near in the Stevens Point area. Yeah, there's still one open there.
Each mini IKEA will be around 1,000 square feet and feature cabinets and other storage solutions for your kitchen and laundry room. They're hoping people shopping for fridges and washer dryers will see IKEA stuff and decide their space needs a redesign as well.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Two of the Best Buys will also let people have an IKEA product shipped there for pickup. Ooh. IKEA hasn't said if they plan to come to open more mini locations in other states, but there are only 52 IKEAs in the U.S. and over 1,000 Best Buys.
Wow.
So a wide-scale rollout would put their products in front of a lot more eyeballs.
That's true.
And are these two companies coming together to do this? Because they're not owned by the same...
No, they're not. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. There must be a meeting. Yeah. This meaning that in the not too distant future, you might turn to your spouse and say, "We need something from IKEA. Let's go to Best Buy."
Now, to be fair, they have the same color scheme. Blue and yellow. They have the same color scheme.
That makes Walmart.
Sense.
Dun, dun, dun. One of the things that I did stands out to me about this story. One, I always thought that the pull to IKEA was the how big they were and how much stuff they had.
Right, right.
I almost would have thought this vice versa. Best Buy is going to IKEA's, but then you see the numbers of how many stores there are, and it makes sense.
There's a big difference there. Yeah.
Well, and also the things that IKEA sells, you can look at them on a computer and order them and ship it there. I don't know. I think I would want to see the things in person at a Best Buy, maybe more than I don't know, actually.
Ordering it online.
I'm saying that out loud.
I don't know.
But you know what you're getting with IKEA.
Yeah, right?
That's true.
It's build yourself whatever's with complicated directions that you, if your spouse and
in
you
Swedish.
Or your partner and you can make it through that, then your relationship is golden.
I was going to say, how else are we going to test relationships anymore if people aren't going to IKEAs together? Because I don't know one couple that's ever gone to an IKEA and not gotten into a fight.
ordered an IKEA thing and then put it together.
Yes, yes, and made up.
Yeah, survive their relationship.
And 100%. I would argue that Best Buy is the opposite.
Right.
Because you have like complete electronic things, and people love buying electronic things, right?
Yes.
So you leave the store, you're usually happy when you leave Best Buy, right? So maybe they're trying to find a middle there so that people won't
happy
hate each
medium.
Other.
Yeah. And, okay, the wife or the domestic partner that likes those kind of things can go look at the cabinets, and then the other one can go look at the electronics.
There you go.
It's a match made in heaven.
There you go. See, we've decided that now.
And, you know, if this, and I don't know if this was something you were going to get into, Melissa, or not, or leading into, but if this keeps more business around, if this keeps more businesses afloat.
More actual stores.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of less to look at. It's why I often choose to go to Aldi instead of Walmart. Because
fewer choices.
I'm overwhelmed by choice. I don't want to have to trek across the entire store three times because I forgot something on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other part of this too, and this I do want to shout out Kate Litschuta, a great reporter here in town, done a lot of great work for a long time. She had an article recently in the Trib about the KFC Taco Bell in town.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of people wondering why that's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed because they didn't have enough people.
Yep.
And they're training people right now, and they will be reopening. But that, I remember when the KFC and the Taco Bell combined, mm-hmm. and I thought of this very similar as this story here. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the future of the economy. This is the future of business.
Right.
These kind of things. I think...
I love being able to get mashed potatoes with my tacos.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, right.
I same thing, but biscuits. I like being able to get biscuits.
Oh, yeah, there
you go.
And
coleslaw.
I love their biscuits at KFC. This doesn't... Now, the only downside to this... there are plenty, I'm sure, other things that you could bring up. But as far as on the surface, the biggest downside to me would be, are you still training and paying employees enough? Mm-hmm. And as long as that's the case, then this... bring on more of this.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see more... I want to see businesses that are don't belong together trying this. I want to see some more challenging, more fun ones. I think that would be interesting.
Well, there was a Long John Silver's and an A&W.
Ah, see, yeah, like
that's
that.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Toma.
Yeah, like that.
I don't think they're still, maybe they're still open. I don't know. They were starting to develop on that other side of the interstate there.
I like the idea.
Interesting.
That. We'll see. But I do think that we're going to see more and more of these things, where you're going to see businesses combining more and more.
It's got to evolve. We have to do something.
That's right.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun and talking deodorant when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take it to the top of the hour. Kick off the 10 o'clock with CBS News. Get a local news update for Melissa. And we'll be joined by Beth for The Kitchen's Open.
Yeah!
Looking forward to that.
Woo.
It's all coming up for you, everybody. But for right now, it's no secret that some people let themselves go a little bit when they're home alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know for me, I'm not leaving. If I put my Adidas on, I'm like, I'm in for the day. I'm not going out. I don't even want to go.
Very good.
Like I'll walk my fur brother out, but that's about it. I love being at that mm-hmm. moment in the day.
Sure.
Especially in the middle of summer. Where we tend to just let it go, let it all hang out a little bit more, even, mm-hmm. and everything. A poll asked, do you wear deodorant when you're alone at home? 66% of people said yes. That's about 2 in 3 people. And 24% said no.
Okay.
Let's go through the line here. Now, we got Melissa's answer earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Melissa said she does and everything.
Mm-hmm. I wear deodorant.
Right up.
Just
right
everyone
up.
Knows. Very clear on this.
Yeah, I will say this. I pretty much live, helping my folks out and everything. And if I didn't, I would know right away. If I forgot, my dad would have no problem telling me, Jimmy, you are smelling funky. You are. That is exactly, and I know this because he's told me this before. It was a long, long time
right,
ago,
right.
But I do know that.
You've heard it a time or two.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know. I'm also a routine person,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think about, am I going to see anybody today?
Right.
Do I have to not do this or not? I just kind of do it. Just kind of put it on. One of the first things I do in the morning.
Right. Right.
Well, for me personally, now I have a roommate, and Lilu is very sensitive to smells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My pigeon has, their bird lungs, they're more sensitive to things. I have to shut the windows when the air levels are bad, So we swelter and we're really gross hot in here, but we can handle the heat.
Although
we can't handle particulates in the air. So, just for their benefit, I sacrifice putting on deodorant. Well, no, that's not the real reason. I just can't stand myself.
Right.
I like that. You go through this elaborate thing. It's like, no, really. I stink. I need to smell better.
I do not like smelling bad. I don't care if it's just me and I'm alone and I'm the only one that can smell me. I hate it.
I take a shower, but I got to put the deodorant on too.
Yeah,
nope.
yeah.
Just got to do it. Just the aluminum-free stuff. I do try to be conscious about what I buy.
Right.
And I buy guy stuff because I think it smells better.
Well, that's cool.
There's something that really should be talked about more, the aluminum in deodorant and some of that. And, I was way too old before I found that out and learned about some of those things. I think that's one to look into.
Putting poison in our products? Should we pay attention to that?
Unfortunately for me, I can only use one brand. And I'm guessing it's not the best, but I can't use anything else. Otherwise, I will break out.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That's why Seth is always powdered fresh.
Yes.
That's got to stay there.
I'm sorry.
Nice. No, that's good. That was good. Yeah.
That was so hilarious.
I just remember being a young adult, you know, and trying to like navigate the deodorant. And my mom used like the white stick.
Okay, right.
I don't even remember solid, what kind of it was, like Suave or some kind of, you know, Carefree. Are you sure? You know, one of those brands. And it's just a white stick. And I'm just like, ew, it makes like little white balls under my armpits. I don't like this. It's icky.
Now, we all want to smell good and like smelling good. Mm-hmm. But are there situations where you don't mind? Like, because I know for me, whenever if I'm outside working, if I'm working with my hands, or if I get done with a big project or a physical big project or something, and I smell a little funky or whatever. Like I don't know. I know I want to get rid of it as soon as I can. Of course, I don't want to stay that way.
That's an honest stink.
Yeah,
you earned that.
Like you earned it. Like if you earned exactly. Like for some, I don't know what it is about me, but I'm gonna own this and say that smell, that particular smell. Like there's something almost proud that comes with it.
Right after you come in from mowing the lawn in 85 degree weather.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, I was doing work, you know.
Yeah.
Job well done. Mm-hmm. I can prove it by my smell.
In this survey, one person said, I can still smell my armpits when they're stinky. So, yes. Another person said they always do, regardless of where they'll be, because it's just part of their post-shower routine. Yeah,
sure. There you go. That makes sense.
But others say they don't bother because they shower regularly and the extra protection isn't necessary. And if they're just relaxing at home alone, you know, hey, save on the deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as if it's cheap. So
Well, and there's also like different level. Everybody's body is different, and everybody's, you know, like we do things to our bodies that sometimes makes them have a funkier aroma. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, for people who eat a lot of garlic, that can have an aromatic aftermath.
Come out your pores,
your body.
Yeah.
You know, so there are reasons. I eat a lot of garlic.
And
maybe that's not the reason, but
garlic is great. We are not saying anything negative about garlic.
No, we are not.
We want any garlic out there, all garlic to know that.
Yes,
I just want to make darn clear.
Nothing against you, garlic.
This show will never go against garlic.
No. And keeps vampires away, you know? That's the other good thing.
Thank you. The vampire thing, I think, is noteworthy, too.
Yes, keep them away, you know?
Yeah. I also wanted to note a couple of other things before we go to break, but I was curious for everybody out there how they think about this one, what they think of this one, 424-2600. Feel free to let us know. One other thing about this topic... I will say that I think that when it comes to personal things, this one we're fairly good about, but I'd like to see us get more and more comfortable as a society talking about these things and sharing this kind of stuff. Being
that human
honest.
Bodies are weird and we stink.
They are.
Yeah. It's so funny to me how much money and time is spent into avoiding the subject of that we're weird. Bodies are weird. Human beings are weird.
Kind of gross, actually. Bodies are gross. Yeah.
That's okay. This would bring us closer together, I believe. It is something that literally.
We all live in bodies.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't matter what country you're from, what race you are, creed you are, how you were raised, rich or poor, man, woman, whatever. We all got weird, smelly, funky bodies.
We do.
This should bring us closer together. Yes.
Celebrate our funkiness.
We are lucky as a species that we keep rolling. Like the fact that one human being looked at another and said, "Hey, that's attractive. We should be very thankful
for that."
That we all made it to through adolescence and hormonal changes is also very impressive.
Think about the human race for a second. Like, we're getting to deal with it now with all these luxuries of deodorant and cologne and all this. When this whole thing started, they sure didn't
There were nothing like that.
Oh. There were no showers.
I was going to say.
That's... Can we all agree that we should get rid of Axe?
Yes.
Just as a general rule.
Yes.
That should
horrible.
Just be not
yes.
allowed.
It's horrible. Yeah.
I will, because I don't want to knock a business and jobs out of the line or everything, I will say this. If you're in middle school, like if you're middle school and down, you could still wear Axe.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that's what it's for.
You're still getting ready.
But with moderation, please.
Please.
Yeah, don't do what they do in the commercials.
Oh, yeah, here's the other part. The Axe dispenser can only kick out... That's it.
It's like one little poof, right?
Yeah, that's all that's you right. need. It's all you need.
Then it's on a time lock, and you can't use it for another 24 hours, right? Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Then they can keep Axe around. I like the time lock. I want the technology, actually. I want the technology.
You can only apply this between 6 and 7. And
you
one
cannot
time,
do that.
And that's it.
A little bit later, we're going to be talking about some local events going on in town here and everything. We certainly got an open house next Wednesday we're looking forward to. We were going to invite everybody over to our home here. And we are going to be out and about before that at Lunch by the River.
It's coming up on Thursday, everybody.
We're going to be there. We're going to have some fun. We'll have a table out there. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to hanging out with everybody. We encourage you to come down to Lunch by the River, check out some of the best food in town. Of course, some great vendors and other great things will be down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Manic on Tuesday going to be down there. Great band. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we encourage you to say hi. We'll be down there. We're looking forward to maybe sign you up for the newsletter or something like that. Mm-hmm. We'll have some fun. Meet us at Lunch by the River this Thursday. Only got a couple left.
Only I know. There's only at the end of August. That's it. We're done.
11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Meet us there, everybody, because it's going to be a blast, and it won't be the same without you.
That's right.
We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the 10 o'clock hour. Great things coming up for you right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.